You know, we have understandably made a lot out of this experience of these past weeks of not being able to gather for Mass and not being able to receive communion. I'm struck by that, and I'm also struck by this gospel story that is sometimes referred to as the story of Emmaus. And I'm struck by that last line that we said, and the disciples said how they became to understand that Christ was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. You know, what had happened with the disciples? I mean, these disciples, they were heading out of town, basically, I think they had said, you know, we thought Jesus was really going to be the one, and we kind of hitched our wagon to his star, and now everything's falling apart, so we're heading home kind of with our tail between our legs, and not sure what we're going to do when we get home and how we're going to try to explain this to all the people that we left some years ago. And they were downcast and discouraged. And you get the sense that while they were there, they were discussing and arguing and debating, it says. And then Jesus comes and stands in the midst of them. And they gather together and they share a meal. And it's then that their eyes are opened and they say, oh my, now we begin to understand. You know, what I think about is, you know, we haven't been able to come together to celebrate the Eucharist as a community, you know, as we normally do. But I think, as I listen to the stories of what people have experienced, what happens is that people have experienced Eucharist in many, many different ways, even though we weren't gathering here in church. And you know, in reality, you know, when we gather for Mass, the whole miracle, if you will, of this prayer together is that as we gather here, that Jesus took very simple things like bread and wine and very ordinary, the ordinariness of activities, eating and drinking, to remind us that in all of the ordinary events of your life, you are feeding one another and are being fed. And so, you know, I think for us, in a lot of ways, we're like the disciples, and we said, "Oh, we can't see any of that," because kind of our focus has always been on, well, we gather together at Mass, and that's what makes sense to me. But now, what we have before us is the opportunity to see Christ being revealed to us in so many ways, and in so many ways that we are feeding one another. Sometimes I think quite literally, you know, we tend to feed one another. You know, we've had some pretty tragic things that have happened here in our parish community in the last couple of weeks with people who've experienced some tragic deaths and people who've gotten hurt. And almost immediately, it's like people say, well, you know, I took some food over there. Now, you know, I took some food over there and I set it on the front porch for them, you know. And you think, wow, what a way to be Christ. What a way for those people to be fed by Christ. You know, I mean, in some ways, it's the most powerful witness of how, you know, we take what we have become and we give that to others. We give that to others by reaching out. And the effect of that reaching out is the same effect that happened to the disciples. That they were in fact discouraged and ready to give up and thought their whole world had come to an end. And then they sat there and said, "Were not our hearts burning within us?" As he opened the scriptures for us and as we shared that meal, that all of a sudden they had the courage to turn around and go back, to turn around and go back and continue their life. I can't imagine anything that's more powerful than our efforts to stand with somebody and give them the courage to continue on. And so when we bring a meal to somebody and say, "I know what you're going through is really tough, and I can't be there with you right now, but I'm gonna bring you this bowl of chili. I bake this lasagna." But even beyond that, you know, when people call and they say, "I know I can't do anything to make what you're going through better, but I just wanted to call and let you know that I'm there with you." How powerful that example is. That's when we are being Eucharist. And every time we have those experiences, we are celebrating the Eucharist just as much as we are celebrating here in church. You know, in fact, there's the great cycle is, you know, that in our life we come to gather with this great meal. And we receive the body and blood of Christ so that we can be Christ to one another. And so we go out and are Christ. And then we come back together and remind ourselves of all the ways that God has been a part of our lives. Just like the disciples did today when they went back and they said, "We were with him. He opened the scriptures for us. He inspired us again to walk with courage." That's what we do. And that's how we continue to celebrate Eucharist, even if we are not here together in this church. And so now, as a people of faith, I invite you to join with me as we pray. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is